Welcome to episode 415 of the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. And I'm your host, Denise Oyston. And today we're talking the P word. No, not productivity. It's planning and how planning really is a game changer. We'll often talk about getting the basics right, and it's all about doing the basics, and that really shifts the business. And planning is one of those basics that sometimes people forget its power. And it was brought home to me over the last few days with a TV program that I've been watching, which I'll share with you in today's podcast. So I'm going to talk all about planning, going to give you some reasons why it's something to really dial in this year. So let's get into it. Welcome to the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. An obsessive focus on marketing and sales is the only way to accelerate your company growth. So listen in now as we share the latest strategies and techniques guaranteed to deliver you more placements and profits. Well, hi there, everyone. This is Denise with the Recruitment Marketing and Sales Podcast. We're on episode 415. Amazing. And today we're talking planning, which I'm going to get into in a second. You know the drill. If you're new here, welcome. Great to have you. If you are planning effectively, or if you're not and you want to do more of it, then make sure that you know your starting point. Always a good idea to know your starting point, because then you can set some goals and a vision, and you can really move forward. So if you haven't downloaded our checklist, then go to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/MCL, pop your name and email address in there, and winging its way to you will be a checklist. Fill it out, and at least then you know your starting point. And you'll be able to go onto the Superfast Recruitment website, look at all the different free training that we have, look at all the podcasts that we have, and even just put in the search bar some of the areas that you know are a gap for you. And of course, if you need more help, then just give us a call or drop us an email. So I wanted to talk about planning today because we are coming to the end of Q1. We're moving into Q2. And as you know, I am a girl that likes to plan in 90-day cycles. It was one of those amazing things that I got from my corporate life that I have kept along with many other things, because you can do an awful lot in 90 days. And it really does focus the mind, because sometimes you plan a year in advance, you sort of forget what you need to be doing in sort of October and November. However, you can have a really good focus in that quarter 90-day process that we always teach. So planning. I wanted to talk about planning as well because I'm a normal human being and I do like a bit of TV and I love a planning program. I love planning myself, and Denise is very happy at the moment because two of her favourite programmes on TV, very easy watches in TV in the UK, so it's on iPlayer, not sure if you can get it in other parts of the world, is at this time of year, there's a programme called Interior Design Masters. It's on BBC iPlayer, and quick summary, what it's about, you get, I don't know, it's half a dozen or eight budding designers, budding interior designers. They probably want to do it as a full-time job. Some of them just like do stuff at home, but they really want to go out and they want to do it. And Alan Carr's the presenter, he's a comedian. So there's a good fun element to it as well. And there are several top-notch designers throughout the process that judge these individuals, and they get given different tasks. So this week it was the first in the series, and the task was that they had to, if you like, design a B&B space in what used to be an old convent in Norfolk in the UK. It was really, really interesting. And what was so funny, and what I'm talking about today with planning, is there was one lady called Cherie, and it's just, you knew, unfortunately, Cherie was going to go out in the first episode. And Alan Carr, the comedian, sort of says to her, Cherie, do you not think you should have a plan? when are you going to get this plan together? And obviously, you know, they had a room, they had to design it. She had no plan. And what the company do, the television program, is they actually give them like guys that will decorate the room for them, people that will do joinery. So they get all this sort of physical help. And she'd drawn out this particular wardrobe that fundamentally was just three lines on a bit of paper. And so it was pretty obvious. But I think the whole point of mentioning this story is she had no plan. She hadn't thought through what she wanted to achieve. She had no idea about what she wanted to create. So you imagine from your context, the clients you want to attract, the candidates you want to bring on board. It was just absolutely a disaster. And I think it just demonstrates that if you have a plan, it really is a game changer. And that's why I think a lot of recruitment and search companies who are smaller struggle because they don't think through A, what they want to achieve, but B, how to plan. So let me just share to convince you to actually get this plan created for Q2. Let me share several benefits of actually putting together a plan, a marketing plan. So the first thing, really logical, if you have a plan, you will have a bigger element of focus and things are much more likely to happen. So we talked about Cherie, nothing was happening in the right time, in the right place, nothing was sequenced, anything. And I think that happens a lot. So just think about if you have things mapped out in your plan and you put them in your diary and you allocate time, you allocate financial resources, you allocate people to make things happen, they actually happen. And that's what definitely moves the needle. Which leads on to, if you have a plan and things are happening, then one of the key things to do is to make sure that you are out in front of your market. So if you plan, you will get the brand recognition that you need and that you want. One of the marketeers that we work with and a couple of the business owners, we provide content, we provide social media for our clients to use as part of Superfast Circle. Some bits and pieces, just minimal tweaking that they need to do to make it more specific for their sector. And then it's good to go. We're talking like literally less than an hour to be able to do that. And we have several people that literally, they want to know what day is the content dropping, Denise? And literally they plan their time around it. And we have one particular individual plans it around it and it's uploaded, it's done, it's tweaked, it's branded, it's out there with literally within like 24, 36 hours. And what that does, because this particular individual is an amazing planner and gets things up and out, then the brand recognition of this particular company is starting to go off the scale because they've planned it and it's out there. So brand recognition and actually planning makes things happen. Now, the thing about planning things out in advance is things, events actually happen. With the best will in the world, I know we're all very busy people and we can forget things. But if you know, let's just say there is a trade show going on or there is an event that you know you should be at, then if it's in your plan, then you can focus things around it. Because obviously, if you're going out to an event, you want to make the most of it. You want to make sure you've got something for the delegates. Maybe you want to do some marketing before the event. So having that all mapped out in a plan makes a significant difference to your results. And of course, when you're thinking about your plan, then you can adapt. So currently we're in a market where there's uncertainty. People are having to do more BD than they've done in a long time. Definitely more than they've done since 2019. So literally 4 or 5 years, been quite a shift in the recruitment sector. And so knowing that, then in your planning, you're allocating time and resources, then it's no surprise. You should be allocating more time and more resources to outreach to BD. It all makes sense, doesn't it? When you stand back and you're probably listening to this recording now, this podcast, and thinking, yeah, I need to make sure I'm thinking longer term and I'm planning in advance. We have a particular webinar. It's a masterclass now. You can actually go and listen to it. It's the Lead Generation Triad. And if you go to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/LGT, stands for Lead Generation Triad, go and listen to some of the things we talk about in there. Because one of the challenges that many recruiters have is they want results click, click, overnight. Unfortunately, that doesn't happen. And it's important to make sure that you are planning your BD, your marketing, with a view to, okay, it's probably going to take me 60 days to refill this pipeline, or it's going to take me 90 days, or whatever it might do in your particular or happens in your particular environment. It's a true fact that we get better results when we stop rushing and we start to think ahead and plan ahead. And, you know, just one final observation to leave you with is this is what grown-up companies do. Grown-up companies, bigger companies, always have a plan that's mapped out that is related to their vision and their business goals. And they think about it and they plan things, you know, weeks, months, sometimes years in advance. That is something that you can do as a small business as well. So this is Denise talking all things planning, and hope that's been useful, and I'll see you soon. If you enjoy this podcast and this year you are ready to take your marketing to the next level, then check out Superfast Circle. This is a unique marketing program designed specifically for recruiters and their marketeers. You get access to two virtual marketing directors, you get consultancy, you get your hand held through the whole process, training, consulting, and we provide content resources. So go over to superfastrecruitment.co.uk/join and check out what's available.